It's time for Trackside Tonight with Randy Dye, Joe Linebarrier, and Billy Osberg. Trackside Tonight is brought to you by Daytona Dodge and Chrysler, DeLand Motorsports, Mopar Speed Shop, Volusia Speedway Park, and by Valvoline. To get in on the action, call 239-0033, star 1150, or toll free at 1-800-927-0033. Now, here's Randy, Joe, and Billy.
Welcome to Trackside Tonight. I'm Randy Dye.
I'm Joe Dirt. What's happening?
And Billy is under the weather tonight. He's not with us, so we hope he gets to feeling better.
Said he would listen. He said, why don't you give us a call and talk about Friday night, the Powell Memorial coming up in Ocala. He said, man, I'm just not up to it. So certainly hope he feels better, and he's listening to the program.
Get on that chicken soup, Billy, and get feeling better for next week.
I'll tell you, Randy, he worked starting on Friday night at Ocala, and then, of course, those nights go pretty late. Saturday, early afternoon, made his way out to Volusia, started parking rigs and everything, spent the night out there. I'm sure he got up real early Sunday morning and worked all throughout the afternoon until we rained out. But, yeah, he needs a day of rest.
Yeah, no question. Well, tonight, as always, we want to remind you to call in 239-0033, 800-927-0033, and star 1150 on your AT&T wireless cell phone. It is a free call. And certainly weigh in on anything you want. I think we missed the Memorial Day weekend. We were off. We expect most people were having a good time and probably just weren't going to tune in. So traditionally we take that night off and some of the other holidays. So we got some unfinished business to catch up on. Obviously congratulations to Casey Kane. It's been a while, but ran a great race, both the All-Star race and the Coca-Cola 600. I always want to say the World 600. It's been so long. I guess that's just showing how long I've been around and been a fan. Yeah,
try to say the new Coke Zero 400 in July right here in our backyard. That's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. That's
next month.
That's a tough one. But anyway, it was good to see them get back on the winner's side. I think one of the things, one of the most interesting events of the Memorial Day weekend as it related to racing was the Danica Patrick tantrum at Indy. You know, I realize that from getting upset is, she certainly had the right, but I don't think, I think there's a, I'm going to end up getting myself in trouble here.
Well, I'm about to open up on you, so come on.
Okay. Okay. I understand that she has the right to get upset with what took place, but there is a problem, and don't let anybody out there misunderstand what I'm getting ready to say. I think it's great that women are in motorsports. I have absolutely no problem with it. I think it's cool, actually, so long as they can compete, and Danica does, okay? And there are others who can, and we'll talk about some of those here later. But the one problem that you've got is what took place there at Indy, and that is that when she gets... And she is fiery, and she is competitive, and she is tough, gets all that boiled up, and it comes out. If she comes at you, and you're a fellow competitor, what are you going to do? You're a guy. At the end of it all, you can say what you want to say. Well, you're both racers, and not all that happy stuff, but you're a female racer, and you're a male racer. And her coming at you and saying, I want to fight.
Here's where I've got to stop you, Randy.
Okay.
And you are right into the same category as everybody else, whether it's ABC, ESPN, Speed Channel, everybody that has dissected this incident. She got out of the race car and walked towards Briscoe's pit. Didn't even get close. She was turned around, jumped back over the wall. It was over. This was not an incident. This was not a tantrum. By no means.
Oh.
She was clearly upset. She wasn't even close to Ryan Briscoe. Roger Penske came on the radio and said, Ryan, she's walking towards you. Just put your shield down. She never got close to him. So everybody's saying, what would you do if she came at you? She's in his face or her face. Never happened.
No, but it didn't happen because somebody else, i.e. Roger Penske, and I've met Roger Penske and talked to Roger Penske. He's a class act, and he anticipated a little bit about what was going to happen, and he diffused the situation before it happened. All I'm saying is, as time marches on, and you have the Danica Patricks of the world, And you get Chrissy Wallace, Mike Wallace's daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. John Force's daughter.
Ashley Force, yeah. Just as fiery.
Okay. And you cannot deny that if these women are going to compete at the level that they're competing at, they're talented. They're competitive. They're tough. And so they're going to have a lot of that same emotion and anger that you or I would have.
Yeah, you're okay? Right.
And so all I'm saying is, what happens? What do you get?
If you're putting me in that position of what I would do if she came at me, I mean, it certainly depends on how.
You got to turn your back.
That's right. You walk away.
Okay. You got to turn your back.
Cover your head up if she's swinging like a girl, and you walk away.
Well, see,
what do you do?
First off, don't automatically. No, you can't hit her.
Of course not.
But understand, this is one time when you for sure might have to take a punch.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's probably going to be on TV.
Well, sure. You know,
if the camera guy's doing his job anyway.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question it would be.
But again, you guys, I mean, she really, listen, nothing happened. She never got close to him. However, she did, I think, showed most of her emotion when she was walking,
right,
taking her helmet off,
right,
tried to get an interview, and they simply asked her, Danica, take us through it, what happened. She said it's pretty clear what happened. That's about it. As a matter of fact, she wasn't even briskly walking. She was strolling towards Briscoe's pit. Never got close. Secret Service of Indianapolis Motor Speedway stopped her, made her jump over the wall.
Well, and, you know, first, and that's the other thing. I mean, in any other racetrack, any official would have done that same thing.
Did you see her PR lady? Oh, good Lord. Boy, was she freaking out. The PR lady, Danica's PR lady for Andretti Green Racing, boy, she grabbed her and, oh, my God, what are we going to do? I mean, she's trying to corral her up, and that was really cool to see.
The one thing you don't want to do, and this is, and you know, so you already had your opinion formed about what I was going to say, but the one thing you don't want to do is try to change your personality. Okay, I think that reaction was very natural and very Danica. And quite honestly, it's part of what's appealing about her. Okay, she's an attractive young woman who's talented. She's articulate, you know. She's fiery. Okay, that's appealing. That's appealing, be it male or female. I mean, it's appealing for the sport.
Gotta agree with you.
So you don't want to go, Danica. Now, you know, I don't want to see anybody take her into the Indies version of the big red truck, or now it's the big yellow truck,
right?
And say, now listen, you know, you got to remember something. You're a girl, and you got to act like a girl. No, I don't agree with that.
Rest assured, Michael Andretti doesn't take that position. I guarantee.
No, that's for sure.
Okay,
right.
But I see where you're going with that. I just, you know, my take on this is just exactly what you said here late in your point is you don't change that personality.
No,
it's what it's about.
You got to let her be, but there's got to be a warning. A stern warning.
This is what could
happen. To all the other male drivers out there.
And her too, though.
Okay.
Well, if she did make it to Ryan's pit and did start throwing,
well, she'd be facing whatever penalties come her way.
There you go.
Okay. But as the other guy, the guys are going to have to say, "Hey, look, you know, you better not retaliate. This is not cool."
Now, yesterday, Ryan
Briscoe. Let's think about this for a second. What happens if we get another female Indy driver? Now I'm going to get all kinds. We're getting phone calls.
Milka Duno,
okay,
the Brazilian.
Right, and the two girls get into it. Now we let them go at it.
That's right. That's our society, baby.
I didn't say
completely
that.
Completely acceptable.
That's
and that's acceptable in other levels as well, which we don't engage in.
All right. Let's go to Gene and get us out of trouble here in a hurry.
Oh.
Hey, Gene.
Who says I'm going to get you out of trouble?
I don't know, but change the subject quickly.
Why?
No, go ahead.
I'm a tomboy from way back when, baby.
Well, but see, that's just it. Donica's not a tomboy.
Let me finish.
Okay. Or as Danica, really. It's Danica. It's not
Donica. Whatever. Danica, Dunica, whatever.
It's Danica. Okay.
Ms. Patrick, how's that?
Well, Ms. Patrick's married. She's missing somebody, but anyway.
Well, anyway. I was taught years ago, because I was a tomboy. Played the men's pool games, played the men's card games, and played with my fists. And as I was told, if I'm going to play the game, the way they do, expect the same treatment, too.
Nah, I mean, you know, you can say that. I can't. I've played basketball against girls. I've played other sports, and I got to tell you, I've never once treated, even believe it or not, And it's
all
not,
right.
It's not
you
a contact.
Wait,
wait, wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Let me finish. Even playing tennis, and we played, you know, and we played some competitive mixed doubles. You just don't hit the ball at the, you know, the same way.
All right.
Okay. You just don't. I mean, now I will say this: I played against Tracy Austin one time, a former U.S. Open.
Did you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a different story.
Yeah. You're gonna do everything you possibly can.
Absolutely.
Throw her and hit her, whatever.
Whatever
she can.
You could. Right. But. You know, if it's just your local kind of high school or other event, you don't play that way. And I think what I didn't say was I think Danica's involvement in Indy is great. I think it's great for the sport. And I'm going to tell you something. I think for a long time it was lucky they had her.
Yeah, I got to agree. That kind of carried the Indy Racing League, you know, during the whole split. And she's only been with them, I think we're going on 5 years maybe, if that. And I think that really carried her. That really helped them out a lot. And but now, you know, kind of getting off the female subject, and we'll get right back to you, Gene. But, you know, this 92nd Indianapolis 500 was the best in recent years that I can remember. And it's because these two series have come together. They're finally united with a few little bugs they have to work out with. You know, what they have to choose from as far as, you know, one engine and two different chassis, that's all they have. And the most unfortunate, I said this to Jack Smith last week on his program, was the champ car drivers.
Yeah.
When they came into the Indy, which is now the Indy Racing Series, IndyCar Series, rather, they're rookies. They're rookies. It's that simple. I don't care who they are. They're rookies. So they have to overcome that, you know, that kind of status. But it was all better for Tony George's gang than it was for the Champ Car guys.
It's almost like combining the current Nationwide Series and the Cup
Series really
together
is.
And saying you're all the same, and you know that's not the case.
I can see that. Okay. But, I mean, they've made just you know, huge leaps and bounds here in this, and I'm just so glad they're back together. It was a wonderful race. But, you know, that was 2 weeks ago, and, a week ago, rather, and, you know, that was over with. It was a good one. They did go to the Milwaukee Mile yesterday, very traditional race where, you know, coincidentally, the guy that spun Danica Patrick, Ryan Briscoe, gets the win for, you know, Roger Penske. And Scott Dixon, the Indy 500 winner, was second. Under caution, too. I didn't think they would do that. Marco Andretti involved with Vito Miera, the guy that actually finished second in the Indy 500. I don't know if you saw the newspaper or even saw the footage on that, Gene, but I mean, tell you, he launched that car some 20 feet in the air. I mean, like a ramp. It was amazing.
Well, no, I saw the one at NHRA over the weekend.
What a great event that was. And, you know, why not? Let's get it all over with.
Yes.
Topeka, Kansas, Heartland Park.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was unbelievable. Speaking of women, Hillary Will.
Yep.
I mean, finally gets a win, her first career.
I thought
Top Fuel win.
Yeah. I thought you were making a political statement.
Hillary will.
Yeah.
Hillary is not
will
and won't, that's for sure.
Yeah, retire. Or okay, yeah.
But anyway, she picked up the win, and I guess the most emotional was John Force, Gene, after he got out of that car after his win. Man, he was so emotional. Actually crawled through the grandstands with his trophy. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it.
Man, it was just
I was
so
watching
awesome.
It. I was flipping that one between the snoozer race.
Yeah, I hear you. But John Force, first victory
since the accident.
And the rehab went well, and he said, you know, I shouldn't even be alive. And he's just crying, and it was just really
yeah.
Awesome.
Well, hey, I imagine it would be.
You know,
win 126, isn't it?
It was up there. I know that. Good Lord, 126.
You called the Dover race the sleeper. And I got to tell you something.
What?
I'm getting ready to agree with you.
Race.
Mark was sleeping in the studio here. Yeah.
That race is that was yesterday was typical Dover. You know, so few cars finish on the lead lap. Now, I mean, somebody can argue with me. You know, call up Mark and say, well, you know, the big wreck and it took out several cars. Okay, but year after year after year, Dover is it's just got to be. One of the most boring races. Even when I went to Dover years and years ago, you know, one or two cars finished on the lead lap.
Yeah.
What did we have yesterday? Five or six?
Last I knew was
six cars.
Six
cars.
Six.
Well, being out of Volusia, it was hard for us to see any of that. But did Kyle Busch have his way with the field all day?
Yeah.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm. No, not any
good stops and everything.
I took a snooze and then I went out for a walk. That's how boring I got yesterday.
He didn't lead. Obviously, he didn't lead every lap.
No.
Biffle really led a lot of laps.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Kyle Busch just played with him. I think it's official. You know, obviously, Kyle Busch is the hottest thing in stock car racing today. He also is bound and determined to wear the black hat crown. I mean, he just...
Heard he took a bow. Got out and actually took a bow to the people.
Same thing he did.
Yeah.
And told them in an interview, he said, you know, it's really tough for those people. They're crying, and they're going to be sad on their way home. Something to that effect. Did you hear that?
He has absolutely no reverence whatsoever.
I don't blame him.
You don't blame him?
I don't blame him. I'd be the same way.
Well, why?
Well, what has he done to warrant, you know, the negativity and the boos and everything like that? Or... Oh, no, no, no. Don't just go back to the Earnhardt incident. I see you raising your brow.
That's nothing to do with the Earnhardt
incident. He's cocky.
This guy is
he's like Darrell
absolutely.
He can back up his mouth.
He's got the best feel for the race car anybody has ever had.
Kyle Busch is, he's hit everybody that's in the sport at least once. And I'm going to say this. You don't have to be a horse's rear end to be a winner.
Did any of these incidents, Richard Petty,
200 races today is still revered by fans.
Oh, gentlemen.
Okay.
Not sure.
Kyle Busch is not a gentleman. There's no doubt about it. But did any of that affect any of his status as a win? Did, when he won these races, would he not have won? Well, how do I put this? He's won the races that he's won, which are, what, four this year. Okay? That's just cup races. Is there anything he could have done to be more of a gentleman and not win that race? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have any of those incidents affected him winning? Tell me that.
No, I mean, he could win. That's my point. He can win without being the way that he is. And I'm going to say this to you. They made reference yesterday. They compared him to Darrell Waltrip.
I've heard that, too.
Okay.
I've heard that before.
Darrell Waltrip was a little bit mouthy.
They called him Jaws.
Jaws, right. But it never got to the point that Kyle Busch is today. And, you know, and what blows my mind is nobody is taking him to task about it. The best of the best. I mean, Tony Stewart is, you know, he's walked away from it. And is getting ready to walk away.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, hey, let me, Joe, I guess I'm looking at the clock. We need to take a break. We'll come back, pick up from there. Gene, if you want to hang on or call back, that's up to you.
You tell me what you want to
do. Why don't you just hang up, because we're going to be about a three-minute break, and then you can give us a call back.
Okay, will do.
Okay.
Thanks, Gene.
Okay, thanks.
Everybody, we're going to go to break. Our phone numbers are 239-0033, 800-927-0033. And Star 1150 on your AT&T wireless phone. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Vince Carter's Summer Jam to benefit Vince Carter's Embassy of Hope Foundation jumps into gear on July 13th and 19th. The Vince Carter Charity Golf Classic presented by Halifax Health kicks off the Summer Jam Sunday, July 13th at the Ocean Course at the Gin Hammock Beach Resort in Palm Coast. A continental breakfast and full lunch will be served to all golfers. The Shotgun Scramble begins at 8:30 a.m. Saturday, July 19th is the Vince Carter Charity Gala at the Daytona Beach Hilton Resort North Ballroom. The evening is a black tie optional grand affair that includes a live band, silent and live auctions. An evening to remember. And the Vince Carter Youth Basketball Academy bounces into play at the Vince Carter Athletic Center at Mainland High School, July 21st. Vince's campus for boys and girls ages 8 through 17 and runs Monday, July 21st through Friday, July 25th. Session 1 is 8 a.m. to noon for ages 8 to 12. Session 2 is 1 to 5 p.m. for ages 12 to 17. For more information, check out Vince's website at www.vincecarter15.com or call the Embassy of Hope Foundation at 386-239-8215. That's 386-239-8215. Better sign up quick. Camp is filling up.
The Sands Theater Center, West Volusia's premier performing arts organization, located just north of historic downtown DeLand, is currently accepting enrollment for kids 5 to 18 to participate in performing arts summer camps. Camps are filling fast and include production camps for the Aristocats, Little Mermaid, and High School Musical. Call the Sands Theater Center at 386-738-7156 to enroll now. Other camps for dance, clowning, and media production are also filling fast. That's 386-738-7156. Call now.
Do you want to give your high school student an edge on getting into their favorite university? Then let the interactive metronome program at Florida Hospital Fish Memorial help.
The IM helped me improve my ability to focus and concentrate. That really helped when I took my SATs. And using the IM was fun. The hand and foot exercises were like playing a video game. I could really tell that my performance was improving. And it only took 4 weeks.
To learn more about the interactive metronome, call Florida Hospital Fish Memorial Rehabilitative Services at 386-917-5160.
Hi, this is Scott from Simply Beds again. Now that tax season is over and everyone has that rebate check in their hands, it's a good time to invest in your health and start each day feeling great. A new mattress is probably the most important purchase you can make. At Simply Beds, we pride ourselves in helping you find the best bed for your body type and sleep habits. One thing for sure, the wrong bed is not a bargain at any price. You have probably seen our ads saying, sleep with the best. We truly believe that we carry the best mattresses for the money, and we are currently offering 12 months same as cash with no payments. Of course, we still have free delivery, free setup, and free removal on all of our products in Volusia and Flagler. Not ready for a new mattress yet, but still want to sleep better? Look for my better sleep tips in our ads, or ask for our Simply Beds Rest Easy newsletter. Come on in and meet us. We're a local company with a real interest in helping our friends and neighbors get the rest they need and deserve. With stores conveniently located in the Publix plazas in Holly Hill and Orange City. At Simply Beds, you'll sleep better.
Call Trackside tonight at 239-0033, star 1150, or toll free at 1-800-927-0033. And now back to Trackside tonight with Randy, Joe, and Billy.
Welcome back to Trackside tonight. I'm Randy Dye.
I'm still Joe Dirt.
And Billy is still at home listening to
hey,
us.
Hey, this is a big month for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. I'm looking forward to it. My wife, oh, my gosh, she just said, as a matter of fact, oh, gosh, I won't see Randy until the wedding. I said, why not? Oh, well, will you be doing the show next week? I said, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
She said, okay, I'll get to see it.
Yeah, we'll do it tonight and then next week.
You know, that's going to kill me on gas, Randy.
Oh, man. You know
just
what?
Been thinking about
that. No, you're just, it's all about the money. Here we go again.
Yes,
so,
it is.
Let me just remind you.
I'm looking forward to it.
A fine free meal.
Of course.
And all of the liquid refreshment that you can stand.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
We went online. Well, she's actually talked to some guy up there. She's probably knows more about this place than you at this point. But I just said, look, does any place up there in that entire, you know, in the entire Pinehurst resort serve fried chicken?
Yeah.
And they do, baby.
Yeah,
so I'm looking
right.
forward to that.
Yeah,
so that's
absolutely.
Why I'm going.
Some of the best.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah. But we are really looking forward to that. This is just certainly a big month for you, and I just can't wait.
19 days.
Yeah, man.
And counting.
Yeah, man.
All right. Listen, before we went to break, and I know Gene's back with us. Go ahead, Cheek. Let her come back up there. You know, we're talking about Kyle Busch and then, of course, Tony Stewart, and it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that Tony Stewart's last year with Gibbs is this year.
Let me back up. 10 total wins for Kyle, by the way.
This year. Nationwide, Truck, and Cup.
Yep. Anyway, Tony Stewart.
He's about to go, and where for sure and all that, you know, time will tell. I can tell you that I think you'll see some other pretty significant changes in this year, too, with some other guys. But I think one of the greatest star possibilities that we've seen in a long, long time, and I'm going to put him, I know everybody's going to go, what are you talking about? But this Joey Logano kid is absolutely 100% he is a superstar in the making.
Yep.
And in addition to that, if you listen to him, he's also one of the guys who happens to have a pretty good perspective already about who he is.
Sure.
There's another kid out there, Landon Castle, that's got that.
Yep.
But Joey Logano, I saw him race back when he was 14 years old, and there's a lot of talented race car drivers, a lot of young, talented kids that race, you know, at an early age. But they race, even though they may win, and they may have this special knack, they still, you can pretty much tell by the way they handle the race car that they're still 14 years old. Joe,
yeah,
okay?
Definitely.
All right. Not Joey Logano. I mean, this kid looks like he's been racing for 40 years.
Started up in the ASA late models, and like you said, I mean, started way back in the nationwide race at Dover, finished sixth.
Well, he qualified ninth. He got all the way back to 29th, and he raced his way back up to sixth.
Yeah, pretty darn good at Dover.
And there were some top-notch people in that race. So, and I'm not basing my comments, by the way, simply on the on the nationwide race weekend. It's a total thing, and I think he's got like 19 more races this year that he's going to run, And I'm going to tell you, I would not at all be surprised to see him not win once, but twice this year.
And it's slated that, of course, he just turned 18. He will go right into the Gibbs operation and perhaps right into the 20 car.
Well, you know, I
or
think
they're making room for it.
I think it's premature to say that he'll go in the 20 car, but I would say it wouldn't be a surprise that he, instead of Gibbs having a fourth car, this would be the third car. He would be the driver of the third car. You know, given what I think is a foregone conclusion with Tony, I think you'll see this kid take over that spot. And you know, Tony's ego doesn't come in a very small package. You know, Tony's yet to win a race, and he shouldn't necessarily feel any pressure from Kyle Busch because, you know, Tony Stewart's a two-time Sprint Cup champion.
And I don't think he does, Randy. I mean, listening to him lately, he sounds pretty focused, sounds pretty relaxed, I'll say. You know, he's certainly, you know, looking towards the
prelude. But that's anti-Tony Stewart.
Yeah, you're right. It is anti.
Him being relaxed is an absolute, that's about as much, Tony Stewart and relaxed is an oxymoron if I ever heard it.
Have you noticed that, though? I mean, he's been pretty relaxed. And
because,
talking about Eldora, you know, the prelude coming up this week, the dream, I mean, I don't know if it's because of the other things that he has going, but you know deep down he's burning that Kyle Busch is his teammate and doing what he's doing.
Precisely. And you know what starts to happen? When you're in a multi-car team and you are the premier driver and you're not winning, there's a lot of things that start to happen. You start to second guess equipment. Decisions.
Yeah.
All that stuff creeps in.
He's already done this with Denny Hamlin. You know, he's had a few run-ins with Denny. You know, it's almost as if he was, taken back that Denny Hamlin came in.
Speaking of running into and Denny Hamlin, you didn't see it because you were out at Volusia, but I don't think I have ever seen what somebody, you talk about being asleep at the wheel, Denny Hamlin... and this wreck early at Dover yesterday came from nowhere, and I mean this guy destroyed race cars. He absolutely single-handedly destroyed race cars, and I can't figure out how he didn't get the message. I mean he came through that pack. The whole track was blocked, and Daryl Waltrip and a couple of Jeff Hammond, we were trying to make excuses for him, saying, you know, that we always talk about Dover being a self-cleaning racetrack and all the accidents slide to the bottom. And, you know, Denny was thinking, you know, that the cars weren't going to be there when he got there. Well, I mean, he hit the cars so hard in front of him that they hit the cars in front of them. And that caused damage to the cars in the rear.
Some real Days of Thunder stuff then. Huh?
If you were a Hollywood producer, you could not have created a better wreck.
Really?
It was that. And I'm sitting there looking at it, and I'm going, how'd that happen? You know, guys, Mark Martin and Jeff Burton absolutely stopped. You know, we had enough time to get on the brakes and stop and hit nobody. Denny Hamlin, it would look like a pole vault.
Wow.
I mean, he just rocketed through that crowd, and I don't know if there was no communication. Maybe, you know, you need, just in case, and I give him the benefit of the doubt, if the driver is on the radio and he's got his mic keyed, you cannot hear. If the spotter says something to the driver and the driver has his mic keyed, the driver won't hear.
That's right.
He won't hear what the spotter's communicating.
That's right. He's transmitting and he's not able to receive.
So there's a possibility that he may have been saying something to his spotter that, hey, the car's this or that, and he didn't get the caution, 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 because it was wreck, wreck, wreck real quick.
So it took him out as well?
I mean, it's bad.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, just violent. Very violent. But anyway, I think it would be no surprise to me that Joey Logano will take over the third car, whether it be the 20. I don't know exactly how that'll shake out. I doubt seriously that you'll see it be Home Depot. I think you'll see something else there.
Think they go with Tony either way, whatever he does?
I'm not
does
sure.
Does he have that kind of a solid relationship with him?
I'm not sure that Home Depot is going to be around the sport in the same way that it is today. I'd say it that way.
Gotcha.
You know, as you know, the housing industry has taken a pretty good kick. And although Home Depot is a lot is in the you know, the remodel business too, so I don't think, but I don't think you'll see them in the same capacity that they're in right now.
Gotcha.
And again, I'd say I would not be surprised that once we get past the July race, that you'll start to hear a lot more about some of the things that are going to happen, and I think you'll see an awful lot taking place. Lots of guys switching, sponsors switching, just, you know, a variety of things getting ready to happen. So, how about, well, we've got now the Christmas tree's lighting up here, Joe, just in time for us supposedly to take a break, but we'll be, I guess we'll hang around for a while.
I'll delay it for a minute.
You guys got inundated with rain at Volusia yesterday.
Well, the winter warm-up that was scheduled for back in, I guess, January, rained out twice, turned into the summer sizzler this weekend, which in turn did, in fact, fizzle. So we were able to get everything qualified for our sportsmen and modified, or I'm sorry, the sportsmen and street stock. Just got underway yesterday with our first 40-lapper. Rain came, so I've got the rescheduled dates for all three of these races. Those fields are locked in, but right now we'll go to line one. Billy.
You just okay. Hey, Gene. Are you there? Yeah, Gene.
I had a quick question.
Okay.
Gary St. Amand that drove the other day in a little bit of the bush, I think it was. Same ASA gentleman?
As best I know, it's the same
Gary
St. Amand.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. There's only one.
Okay.
Yep.
Just checking.
Well, Joe knows only one speed.
Slow.
Well, no, wide open. Joe's wide open all the time. Yeah, there's only one that I'm aware of.
Yeah,
that's what I thought, but you know, I have found different names and that are different, and yet no relation. So I figured I'd check it out before I assumed it was the same one.
Same guy.
Hmm.
What else on your mind?
Oh, I don't know. I find something.
Well,
as far as Danica Patrick goes, hey, if she's going to play in a man's field, well.
Well,
what can you say?
It's not that simple.
Who said it's ladylike, but who said a guy punching somebody else with his fist is gentlemanly either? So what's
well, it's not gentlemanly, but it's accepted so long as it's another guy. Okay, it's not going to be accepted if it's another girl, if it's a girl.
I thought there wasn't supposed to be discrimination here. Bull.
Yeah, well, you know, I hope there's never a day that somebody thinks it's okay to go ahead and punch a woman.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah, but I was told if I punch you in the mouth, Randy, I can expect it back. I was raised.
That's fine when you're kids, but it's not when you're adults. You know,
I ain't gonna tell you about my virgin knuckles on my right hand either. Then
before adolescence sets in, you know, that's fine. But once you become an adolescent, there's a different set of rules. So
yeah, well, then I must be bad because I'm 67 years old, and somebody gives me a hard time, I won't hesitate to swing.
And
I won't swing for the fly that's off the person's nose either.
Okay, well.
No. Swinging for the fence every time.
I understand. Well, with that, Gene, we're going to let you talk. We're going to get Billy on the phone here, okay?
All righty.
All right.
Billy, Gene's getting physical on us, man.
Y'all see what happens here. I take a week off, you let Gene start manhandling.
She's talking about closing our eyes down or something.
I tell you, she's talking about swinging on you and knocking out your teeth. What y'all need to do is just scare y'all. Need to say Jeff Gordon's on the way to her house. You'll call her. I don't know why y'all got to let her manhandle y'all for. I mean, what's the problem there, fellas?
I don't know, man.
Well, it's just our chivalry, Billy. It's our chivalry.
That's right.
All right.
Chivalry is not dead.
I understand, fellas. Okay. I understand. You know, you guys were talking about Joey Logano, and I agree. I think Joey Logano is going to be the next real deal. The same thing Mark Martin said, but you know that Tony Stewart deal is what's going to make everybody's mind, and I think it's got everybody shaken up because today Jimmy McMurray said he don't think he's going to go back to Roush.
Tell you what, Jimmy McMurray should do if I was Jimmy McMurray, I'd hook up where anybody'd take me.
I wasn't going to say that, right?
But well, I mean.
You know, right, does it come down to the driver? Because, I mean, the guy, he's a likable guy. He won, what, one race?
Well, he won a race for Sterling Marlin when Sterling Marlin hurt his neck.
Right.
Running for Ganassi.
I just don't understand, because I thought he was really going to do a lot more than he's done.
Well, y'all know I'm not the best in the world at talking nice about people, but Jim McMurray would be the one that stands on the side of the thing and says, okay, what you want to drink, Randy? That's what it'd be like, you know, Gatorade or what are you having here?
You know, he's a good-looking kid. He's articulate. Got a little bit of the Hollywood thing going on.
Yeah.
But he just, I mean, he's really virtually done nothing to warrant the Class A ride that he's got. And you know, I put him in it with all no due disrespect personally.
With all speaking, due respect. Say that first,
no,
and you can say whatever you want.
No disrespect personally to him or the other guy I'm getting ready to say. But in terms of talent-wise, I put Jimmy McMurray and Jeremy Mayfield in the same pool.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, I hear you. I got to agree.
You know,
that.
Jeremy Mayfield has driven every quality ride that NASCAR has available, and he's done, you know, essentially nothing with it. And
sitting in a quality ride, and they can't seem to get to the checker flag first. That's what I can't figure out either. I mean, everybody who's went to Roush has become a winner. You know what I mean? And it's, I just can't understand how McMurray hasn't done anything good in that car.
I'm going to tell you, I think he will be a peripheral or fringe driver if he's out of Roush. Because the problem is, you go to Roush and you don't make it, okay, that's a big black mark
on your resume. Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
If you can't make it at Roush with the quality of stuff that they've got and the resources that they spend trying to make sure it happens, you're in trouble.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, you are really in trouble. I mean, you're almost damaged goods, basically.
That is a huge problem.
Billy, you've had an opportunity to see Joey race around here, haven't you?
Joey Logano?
Yeah.
Joey Logano is good. I mean, just like Randy said, I'm impressed with him. But I tell you what, a lot of people don't. Joey Logano, people watch him, and it makes people oversee Landon Castle. And I think Landon Castle could be just as good as Logano. Landon Castle is, I mean, I really think he's going to be, but it's going to be the era of Earnhardt and Jeff Gordon all over again with those two guys.
Well, you know, and I think one of the things we started to say, Billy, earlier was, you know, I'm impressed with the talent of Logano. And when you watch him race, you know, when he was here watching him race, you could watch this guy race, and if you didn't know who he was and you didn't know his age, you'd show up and go, boy, that guy's just really, really good. He's really smooth. He's been doing this a long time. You would never, ever, when a kid would pop out at the end of the race to take the checkered flag, you'd go, huh? How could that be?
You know, that reminds me of when Casey Kane won his sprint car race at Volusia. I went out there on the track with the checkered flag, and I said, look, kid, you got to get off the track. We got to take
pictures. I remember that.
He said, I'm the driver.
Yeah, I remember that, Billy.
That was embarrassing.
Yep. Well, back then, hey, you didn't know.
I didn't know who he was. He's just a little bitty thing. Gets out the car. I didn't know he just got out the car. I thought he ran out on the track.
The other thing about Logano that I think is unique, and this is where we were talking about the Kyle Busch thing. You know, at 18 years old, he has an incredible perspective. You know, he's a gentleman. He understands being courteous and polite, respectful. And the thing that I guess some people might say that's boring. I don't think so. I think you can be all those things and be a winner. And I think it's going to be neat. I can't wait to see him really get going, because it'll be we'll have that whole good guy, bad guy thing going on in NASCAR again. And I wonder, let's paint this scenario. Skip over Joey Logano for a minute. Jeff Gordon and Kyle Busch fight it out for the last five laps, any race, anywhere, pick it. Let's call it Bristol.
No,
that'd be better. Jeff Gordon.
Wait.
And
Kyle Busch, certainly one of them. Not Jeff Gordon, though.
Yeah.
Because you have to have the other guy that the fans love.
No,
you got
two bad guys.
Okay, two bad guys.
Okay. Who?
All right. Well, those are the guys.
Okay.
Then.
Who are the fans going to root for? Could it be?
Because they have to root for one of them.
Is it right? Is it possible that if Jeff Gordon? I'm going to ask the question. Billy, you're listening. If Jeff Gordon turned Kyle Busch around.
Now, would he be the hero?
Bristol, would he be the hero or would it make Kyle Busch the hero? How about that question?
Billy, now you are a promoting machine. You got to set something like that.
You guys, I don't know.
That's a good one.
Take a week off. You let Gene start fighting. I think the Logano kid, and you know, and getting back to what you're saying, Randy, I think the Logano kid come into the sport is just like Jeff Gordon, because when Gordon came into the sport, he was the clean-shaved young kid jumped in there. He's got good talent, and I still think Jeff Gordon is the most talented race car driver out there between him and Tony Stewart, the two of them. But I think Stewart's kind of let this Kyle Busch deal kind of overwhelm a little bit. He's kind of laid back a little bit, like, I don't care how I do. I know I'm going to get out of this deal.
Right.
But, you know, that deal at Bristol, this is what I would do. When they get out there, regardless of who wrecked each other, I'd like to see a good five-lap race.
Sure.
But I don't care who wins. You know,
but you're not the Billy. Wait a minute. You
Jeff
can't
Gordon
answer that.
Around, you know what I'd do? I'd put Kyle Busch right. I'd put Jeff Gordon right behind him and try it again.
Yeah, but you know, you're not the typical fan. So I'm saying, you know, you have a different perspective. But you listen to those people who get out there and boo Kyle Busch.
Yeah.
And you got people out there to get out and boo Jeff Gordon.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now what you going to do?
Theoretically, you got two villains racing each other. Will one of them end up being a hero? And if so, which one would it be if one of them wrecked the other?
I think it'd be Jeff Gordon.
He would be the hero?
I think Jeff Gordon would be the hero.
You know what's interesting? The fans out there boo Jeff Gordon. They don't know why they boo him.
They don't.
But you
got to
understand.
I have no idea.
I think the biggest problem here is that Kyle Busch has taken this bad boy deal and he's ran with it. And he's pulling all kind of roping, and like you said earlier, until somebody snatches him back, how far can he run? How fast can he run? You see what I'm saying? I mean, don't get me wrong. He gets out the car, he takes a bow. When they boo, he bows. This reminds us of Gene Lasker, who came out with Bush that night, and they were booing him. He got the microphone from Joe Hill. Joe was interviewing. He said, "Y'all paid to watch me race."
That's right.
And that's the same way it falls
it's
back
true.
To Kyle Busch. I mean, he could be. You know what? He's standing there laughing, going, "I got y'all's money."
Yeah, that's it.
You know, and I think that's
he says, too bad you guys are crying on your way home.
Yeah, I think he adapted this from the get-go because this is what he wanted from day one. I mean, I don't think same thing with the Snowball Derby last year. You know, I mean, it ain't like he got the NASCAR and he changed. He was like this before he got the NASCAR.
But listen, everybody needs to realize, and this guy's he's young enough, this is temporary.
No.
He will be very revered one day in this sport. Yes, he will.
In 20 years, he's going to turn back and say, why did I do that?
That's right.
You know, I don't think...
If he continues his ways, Randy, he will be well-respected.
I don't think he's... Well, listen...
You can't carry this on an entire career.
I respect his talent. Okay,
I know you do.
Okay. I don't respect... His personality.
But you can't carry that on an entire career.
I got to figure it out. In July, we're going to turn Gene loose on him when he gets to town. I got this figured out, bud.
I'm going to tell you something. I differ with you. You can carry this with you your entire career. And he's, I guess, for lack of a better way to describe it, he's Dale Earnhardt on steroids.
You're exactly right.
Okay, he thinks... He's taken the Dale Earnhardt role of intimidator, and Dale Earnhardt did a lot of stuff gamesmanship, guys. Okay, it wasn't all with a bumper. Okay, a lot of what Dale Earnhardt did was he got in people's head. I'm gonna use a different sport analogy. A couple 3 weeks ago, Sergio Garcia won the Tournament Players Championship at Puerto Vedra, right up here in near Jacksonville. It's one of the top-level golf tournaments in the country. Okay, and one of the first things he said when they interviewed him after he won was, "Thank you, Tiger, for not being here." And that's how deep Tiger Woods is in Sergio Garcia's head. And I'm going to tell you something. Dale Earnhardt was in every driver's head on that circuit.
We've got him at Volusia
I will tell you right now.
Clegg.
We have that problem. When Ivan and Lloyd rolls in the racetrack,
we got him.
70% of the drivers feel that they already lost.
Sean Doherty told me in an interview, he said, "Well, that 21 wasn't here tonight or we'd never be here."
Yeah,
That's in the sportsman car.
I'm telling you right now, it's that way with guys at our racetrack and guys at little local racetracks all the way around. When they see that hauler pull in with a certain driver and they know who it is, they already give up. They might as well just lay down on their backs and take, you know, put their arms up in here and their feet in here because they're done.
Yeah.
You know, tie the rope around them, hook them down, and drag them with you because you're done.
Exactly.
You know, the big difference between Kyle Busch and Dale Earnhardt was Dale Earnhardt was a man of very, very few words. They were carefully chosen. They were strategically placed, and then he went out and did his job. Kyle Busch is, I mean, he is, he brings that WWE element. You know, it's that I love this whole bad boy kind of thing, and I think, quite honestly, it's, you can be whatever you want to be. Yeah, he has that right, but it's, in my opinion, I don't want everybody to go up there and be cookie cutter, but it's borderline unprofessional.
You know, my dad always told me, you might think you're bad, but somebody out there is always a little bit badder. And my question to you is, now you asked me about the scenario between Kyle Busch and Jeff Gordon in five laps. If Jeff Gordon wrecked him, who would you cheer for, or would you cheer, or would you boo? Let me ask you this. When this season's over and Tony Stewart's no longer part of Joe Gibbs, and he manhandled Tony Stewart and Tony Stewart's in his own car, what do you think is going to happen then?
Yeah.
If Tony Stewart grabbed him by his neck, you think it calmed him down? Yes or no?
You think if Tony Stewart grabs Kyle Busch by his neck?
I mean, you got to understand, he probably can't do it this year because they're teammates, but I can tell you right now, he don't like Kyle Busch.
No, he don't like him at all. No,
I think that chills the kid out quite a bit, actually.
I think that's all it's going to take for somebody to grab him and shake him a little bit.
That's right.
So somebody gets a hold, and you know, and this is one of the things Richard Petty says, you know, not about Kyle Busch. I don't want to attribute any comments about Kyle Busch, but he said when guys acted like that, you know, when they misbehaved, they usually handle that stuff in the garage area.
Right.
And
not on television.
Right. And I'm going to tell you, I really believe that day's coming.
Right.
You know, he needs a good old-fashioned introduction.
Yeah.
So to
he needs somebody to shake him and let him realize that he's not dreaming here.
That's
look,
right.
Look how much he's overshadowing his big brother.
Yeah. Well, he's three times the race car driver's brother is.
Yeah, definitely.
He's better race car driver.
Yeah, he's three times the racer his brother is. Kyle Busch, we said it when he first came in. He's a good talent.
Yes. I don't think anybody disputes that anywhere, and if they would, they're a fool.
They're not watching the same stuff.
But be good and don't be cranky about it. Be good and everybody knows you're good. We see you're winning. Don't stand there and say, yeah, I know I'm good.
I mean, that's right. He's just taunting people, and somebody's gonna get a bowl full of it, and it's gonna come back to him.
I'm gonna get a ticket for Jean and take her to the July race and take her right up to him and see if she'll just let him have it.
Maybe we can get him in a car at one of the local tracks here at Volusia or New Smyrna.
Yeah,
wouldn't that
be
fun?
Good.
Yeah, that'd be some fun. Anyway, hey, we got to take another break, man.
All right, I'll hang on because we'll talk about the Powell Memorial.
Yeah, stay with us, Bill.
Okay, stay with us, Billy.
Jimmy, we'll be back.
Center of Volusia County is launching Operation Payment Relief. Get a safe 30-year fixed-rate mortgage with no points, no teaser rates, no prepayment penalties, and no surprises. Call the Mortgage Center now at 386-673-1800 or visit us at themtgcenter.com. Has your adjustable-rate mortgage payment gone up? Is the interest rate too high? Apply today at the Mortgage Center for an FHA loan. Great rates, no surprises. Behind on payments after your loan adjusted? No problem. Call the Mortgage Center today at 386-673-1800. If your broker has not offered you an FHA VA loan, chances are it's because they can't. Are you a veteran of the United States military? You may be eligible for a VA loan. Call the Mortgage Center today at 386-673-1800 and let us decide which plan is the best. That's 386-673-1800 or on the web at themtgcenter.com.
Every day an accident occurs. Life-altering injuries leave families financially strapped. Bills mount. Stress sets in. All the while, a key decision needs to be made. What law firm will represent me at my most desperate hour? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, and I'm going to tell you something you should consider. Many times, I have unfortunately seen people hire lawyers with little or no experience. I've seen lawyers hired who've never tried a case, or in the best case scenario, only tried a few. I've seen families as injured by their choice of a law firm as the injury itself. Before hiring a lawyer, see how many trials they've tried and what the results were. Make sure your firm has the financial strength to take on the insurance company. Please visit our website at forthepeople.com to learn about our experience and results. At Morgan & Morgan, we seek justice. Justice for all. Morgan & Morgan. For the people. Offices, Orlando.
Coastal life at its best. That's Volusia and Flagler County. Hi, I'm Jan Gage, owner of Flagler, Ormond, Halifax, New Smyrna, and DeLand magazines. Our July issue is our water issue, celebrating life on the water. Deadline June 1st. Business owners, what are you doing? Don't wait. Call today. 299-9568. That's 299-9568.
Interstate Battery of Daytona Beach wants you to be prepared. If you need a battery, we have it. Automotive, marine, commercial, motorcycle, golf cart, cellular, generator, UPS backup, garage remotes, AA, AAA, quadruple A, CD, gel batteries, and the list goes on. Interstate Battery of Daytona Beach, 806 Mason Avenue, has hard-to-find batteries. Interstate Battery of Daytona Beach has free battery testing. Call 386-252-5909 or stop by 806 Mason Avenue. Interstate Battery of Daytona Beach wants you to be prepared. Call Trackside tonight at 239-0033, star 1150, or toll free at 1-800-927-0033. And now back to Trackside tonight with Randy, Joe, and Billy.
I'm Randy Dye.
Joe Lineberrier.
And I'm Billy the Kid.
Yeah, we got Billy on the phone. Hey, man.
Okay. Man, I'm sorry I couldn't make it tonight, man. I've been low on the weather.
Billy, I know you worked a lot this weekend, three straight days, so don't even worry about it.
Well, in and out of the heat and going into the air conditioning. I think the rain yesterday called us. And I heard you talking about it earlier, and most people don't realize, but this Saturday night we are going to run that sportsman race.
That's right.
40 laps, 2,500 to win. And
field already locked in. The modified race is already locked for $1,000. That is June 21st.
Yep.
And the street stock event, already a locked-in field, that will be June 28th. Also for $2,500.
We put that on the night the original Thompson race was scheduled because we moved
right.
The Thompson race because of the Ken Kenny show at Brunswick.
That's right. And we have moved that Scott Thompson Memorial, the third annual Scott Thompson Memorial, to July 12th. Now, those of you listening that were there yesterday, those grandstand tickets, as you know, were $12. Those tickets will be honored on July 12th for the Scott Thompson Memorial Big Late Model Race.
Yeah, I think that'll be good. And I told all the drivers yesterday the armbands would be good. And I think it'll be good. Maybe we'll get it in this time, and maybe it's just like you was talking earlier. This is the third time we've given it a whirl.
Yeah.
Started out in January, went to February, and now this weekend. And I had no clue it was supposed to rain at all yesterday.
Well, that snuck up on us, didn't it, Bill?
Yeah, it caught a lot of people off guard. You know, after it's over, like we talked about, you know, there's nothing you could do. Once you call the show, it's over. And of course, the sun comes out and bakes everything, but you know, we were under severe thunderstorm watch, and people don't understand that lightning can strike a mile away and hit somebody where you are.
Yeah, there was a lot of electricity,
yeah,
too.
And they don't understand that. And I mean, and there's a lot of people complaining and says, yeah, we could have raced. But, you know, it's better not to take the chance to get somebody hurt because, you know, as soon as we decide we're going to race and you get the track walked in, it's going to rain again. So
that's right.
That's just one of them deals. It's a Sunday afternoon, and you ain't got all night to keep people there because you got guys from out of town. So.
That's right. I think it was a good call. And now that we've spread these out, three different events, I'm certain that we'll get them done.
Yeah, I think it'll be wonderful.
It was a great weekend all in all, though. We were able to award a lot of different people. Randy, the
man, what's some good food?
Oh, man, we had a tailgating competition. Had four or five teams out there. I mean, these are pro-style barbecue teams. Came out. I mean, we had presentations. We had gifts for best appearance, best food, best theme, best overall.
Jimbo from Ocala, he works at Ocala Speedway with me on Fridays, and he called yesterday and said he was going to bring his kids over, and they came in the drive-thru, and he was just cooking hot dogs on the grill, and
yeah.
He called me up last night and goes, I won a prize.
Yeah, that's
he was
wonderful.
Cooking hot dogs for his kid. It was the most original gift for the most original barbecue or something.
That's right. That's
so
right.
They had a good time,
yeah.
Even though it rained out, you know.
Yeah, and we gave a lot of good stuff away, and that was met with a lot of popularity right there. But certainly we'll be back in action this Saturday night. That is on June 7th, our sportsman 40-lapper for $2,500 plus this Father's Day weekend.
No,
the 14th. Okay. Father's Day weekend's the 14th, and that's our hats off to dad event, but I'll talk about that. Billy, I will be on Friday night at the Powell Memorial. This is, of course, the first time ever on dirt as we honor James Powell, who was tragically killed in an aircraft
accident. James Powell's family.
James Powell's family, that's
yeah.
Right. Who was killed in a, they were killed in an airplane
crash.
Accident in Gainesville, and this event, this will be the 12th annual, I believe.
13th annual.
13th.
This is going to be the probably the largest Powell Memorial probably since the first two or three when Freddie Querrey and him was coming down and running them. Probably expecting somewhere around 50 late models to take the green or to be there Friday night. It's a one-day show. You know, some of the guys they got coming is like Johnny Collins, I know. And
I saw Skip Winnell's coming.
Yeah, they got a list on they posted a list on Karnak, but I could tell you, just adding guys to the list that they haven't added yet, guys that I know for sure are coming, is, of course, Doughboy's not on the list. Robbie Barris isn't on
That's
that
right.
list. Jason Davis isn't on that list. Daryl Padgett's not on the list. Brandon Cameron, Mark Whitener, Tyler Ivey,
And I will tell you, I talked to a guy today that told me that Jason Fitzgerald blowed up on Saturday night at Brunswick in the practice session, but they're trying to get that motor ready so they can come to Ocala Friday.
Good deal.
Ocala Friday night, go to Smoky Mountain Saturday and run the Southern All-Star race. So Jason Fitzgerald said he may make it to the show. You know, just a bunch of other guys. I mean, I think it's going to be probably one of the largest ones. And this is the key. But Wayne Anderson, Doughboy, those guys who have won it on asphalt before, it's going to be a tribute to see if any of them can win it on asphalt and be the first dirt race winner.
Definitely.
But I will tell you, I talked to Stacy Roberts today, and Stacy Roberts told me, I'm going to try to be the first guy to win on that track in a dirt late model on asphalt and win the first Powell Memorial on dirt. He told me that today.
Yeah. Hasn't Rich Pratt won that as well?
I don't think Rich Pratt's ever won the Powell. I think the highest he's ever ran is second.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that's definitely going to be a good one. There's no doubt about it. Now, you're also running, in addition to that, you've got your the Florida mini sprints and the hobby stocks.
Yep. We have three classes on Friday night. I think it'll be huge. And most everybody's going to pile in there to see the Powell Memorial. And if you weren't there the first week and opening week on the dirt when they had the Ken Kenny United Dirt Lake Model Challenge Series, the place was packed. So if you could get there early. They've been advertising it on the PA to get there early as you can because it's going to be packed again.
Yeah, it really is. What is the grandstand capacity there?
I'm not sure. I know the first week when I was there, he put almost 6,000 people in there, and there was still a little bit of room. So,
good Lord.
You know, I mean, if he holds, it'll hold 5 or 6 or 10,000 good when he has his monster truck deal. So it's got to be probably pretty good for that situation.
That is going to be one whale of a race right there.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty good. And they've cut it back to 100 laps, and I thought I heard somebody say this week it might be 75, but still, 75 dirt laps is going to be good for there, especially if you have 50 cars and there is no qualifying. It's going to be heat races. You draw, you run your heat race, and there'll be consies, and I'm sure they'll start 20 or 24 cars. But I'm sure when it's all said and done, it'll be 24 the best. I mean, we know Dent can't go because he's on his way to the Dream.
Right, right.
He leaves tomorrow, and
right.
I wish Dent could go up there and win that deal. That'd be nice for them.
Yeah, it would. Billy, what time do the grandstands open for people?
I want to say it's probably 4 or 5 o'clock. You'd have to get on OcalaSpeedway.com and check it out.
And this thing will start about 8 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
All right. Billy, we got Jimmy Jeep, and I just think we need to give him a couple of minutes. Stay with us, man. If you want to stay with us, we're going to pot Jimmy up. And is Jimmy still there?
You're calling, not.
He is not. God. Jimmy, we certainly apologize, my man. Anyway, Bill, go ahead.
Jimmy Jeep's gone, huh? He just...
We iced him down for about 10 minutes.
Iced him down.
I'm sure he had to make the call to Indiana. You know, he's on a tight schedule.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sure he did.
He had to make that lover's call.
I tell you what, man, you know, speaking of that, this deal with that convertible, that Sebring convertible, is nice that you had out there 2 weeks in a row we had it out there.
Wasn't that cool?
I like that, man.
Did you see whenever I had Jerry actually do a demonstration in the PA?
Yeah, I saw that.
That was really cool. Now, he brought a Charger out yesterday, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, it was funny because when the track was wet, he just drove right up it.
Yeah, he did.
He told me, he said to me this morning, he said, man, I wasn't sure I was going to get up out of that track yesterday.
Yeah. He just drove right out of it.
Well, you know what's cool about that? Those Chargers, they all have this traction control.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they work better than a front-wheel drive car.
Right.
You know, because of the way they distribute the weight in this traction control device. It's pretty impressive.
Jerry's a great guy.
I got that, Billy. I'm surprised you missed it. You are tired. I got that on my race car, Billy. You didn't know that?
Traction control.
Exclusive Dodge traction control.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I will tell you, this weekend, I mean, I enjoy everybody at the racetrack. And I took my four out this week, so it's a little bit easier for me to ride around and see more people. And every time I saw somebody putting gas in their car, I'd say, what's that, about 60% nitrous? They just, and you turn and look at them, it's like they're busted. It takes them a minute to realize what I said.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, what do you got, about 60% nitrous? And they look at them, and I said, well, pour me a little cup and let me taste it, and I'll tell you how much nitrous you got. And they look at you like you're crazy. You know, and then they realize what you say, and they start laughing, and then, you know, it's all good.
Yeah. I know you have fun with them, man.
Oh, I do have a blast with them, man.
There's no doubt.
I enjoy it so much. And, I mean, this weekend I wish we could have got it in yesterday. But it is what it is, and it rained on us. And, I mean, we'll still do it. I mean, it'll be good and be good for everybody.
All right, man. I'll be at Ocala with you Friday. But right now we're less than a minute. Billy Osborne, thanks for checking with us, man.
No problem, fellas. I'll see you all next week.
All right, buddy. See you.
Bye-bye.
Billy the Kid. Under the weather, but checking in by phone.
Yeah, well, you've got a busy to talk about what's going on at Volusia Speedway.
Big weekend
Park
coming up, like we said. It's a Sportsman 40 lapper. Now, this is the event that we got underway yesterday. Got one lap in. The rain started. It will be 40 laps. $2,500 to win for this event. That's June 7th. Plus all of our other regular divisions. Modifieds come up June 21st for $1,000. Street stocks June 28th. 2-day shows kill me if you haven't.
I can hear it. Yeah,
it just kills me.
Well, and you know, you guys get a bunch of cars out out there. So it's the ticket price is worth the money.
Yeah, it really is, man. I mean, you're looking at $9 to get in here. Kids 12 and under, always free. So we're only 15 miles west of Daytona on State Road 40. Just come on out to Volusia Speedway Park, everybody.
And if you can't make it, we'll certainly be back here next Monday night to report everything about what took place. Have a good night, everybody.
So long.